This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, he's just announcing the heck out of all of the important information, Winternet, and our snow squall warning, so do be aware of that. In the studio with us now, we're so glad to say that the Wise Markets, registered dietitians, and podcast stars are here.
Ooh, I love that addition.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I'll tell you what, you're up to over a half a dozen podcasts so far. Some great titles. Ditch the New Year's Resolutions. If you're happy and you know it, is one of them.
Eat your produce.
Pardon?
If you're happy and you know it, eat your produce.
Oh, is that the rest? I can't remember.
It's probably too long to fit on the screen. Yeah.
Be a better baker. I really learned a lot on that.
Good.
I didn't realize there was a difference between liquid measure and dry measure.
Yes.
And melted butter and microwaved butter.
Oh, I love it. And you clearly listened.
Yes.
Because you have actually internalized the details.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Savor the season. Are carbs the enemy? Be a savvy snacker. I haven't heard that one yet. I haven't listened to that one. And plant-based eating doesn't have to be impossible. And I'm not going to listen to that one. I just guarantee there's nothing in there for me.
But. Yeah, those honestly, they're pretty evergreen types of topics that, even though they were now published a couple of months ago, they're still very relevant. Like the plant-based diets,
exactly.
Snacking.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for new snacking ideas. Yeah. In the new year to be more helpful. And so check us out if you haven't. Thanks for that plug.
Well, you betcha. Google Play and Apple Podcasts
is
where to download
them. So, and it's just called Wise Healthy Bites.
Well, it's just, they're just super. And they're full of information, and they're quick, and they're interesting. And you don't have a lot of baloney in them. I mean,
that's right. We get right to it.
We do, yeah. Usually right on 18-ish minutes or so. So they're good for, shorter commutes. And you could binge listen to a
there
couple of them if you have a long drive and catch up. So we put a new one out there every Tuesday. So we'll have a new one this coming Tuesday, right?
Next week.
Next Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'll be listening. I'll be looking for it. Thank you. Yeah, Google Play tells me when you got something cooking, so we'll check it out.
You're a subscriber.
Well, we're going to hear now one of the highlights from the Ditch the New Year's resolution, and that is just fascinating. I'll tell you what, you have almost a psychologist and behaviorist quality information here about changing your lifestyle a little bit. I guess I should add that your name are Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Market and a registered dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Week Coordinator and a registered dietitian. But you're part of this team of over half a dozen. It is all women, half a dozen women who are these just fantastic leaders in information and helping people.
Thank you.
And
good morning.
And doing all of this. Okay, so New Year's resolution, I'm going to lift weights, work out, relax.
You got them, right. So it is, that time of year again where the new year rolls around and we make resolutions to eat better, lose weight, save more money, and quit smoking. Those are actually the top four resolutions that across the country that people make. And to be honest, most people abandon those resolutions very shortly after the new year, even before January ends. And there's actually, there's a day for everything. There is literally a day called Ditch the New Year Resolution Day.
Right.
I think it's January 17th or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
that
just
sounds about right.
Yeah. So there's
you're
a website.
Over it by
there's
then.
A whole website dedicated to this and everything. So, and what happens is, we make these huge plans for ourselves and then we just can't implement them into our already everyday busy lives. And then we just kind of are disappointed in ourselves and we feel like we failed already. And then you just kind of give up. So we wanted to focus on making intentions this year instead of the resolutions.
All right, an intention. What's the difference?
Our perception is really that an intention is just a little bit more inspiring. It's more uplifting. It's not as kind of hard and fast as a goal of going to the gym 4 days a week. And the ones we really focused on are just intended to kind of help you give back, help you feel better, healthfully, of course. And then just also kind of shine a light, internally, be more grateful, connect with meaningful, make connections with meaningful, friends and family within your circle. So a few examples that we have in the magazine, one would be consider how you can maybe invest more in your community. community, if you can volunteer, like spend some time doing something good for your neighborhood or your church or your child's school or something like that. So we're trying to make you just maybe more well-rounded with intentions versus resolutions that are, again, just, you know, they're not, I guess, maybe they're not as fun as...
Right. Like, I feel like resolutions, you're like... I don't even know what the word for it is. Like, you're not taking something out of your life.
Results oriented.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Weight. So that's true. So resolutions are very like goal oriented. You know, this is what's going to happen in the future. But intentions are just something you can do like every day. So in the magazine, we have all of our dietitians. Mm-hmm. We shared what our intentions are going to be for the year. So mine is I will worry less about the past and the future and just focus on being present in the moment. So I think my mom for... giving me her
inspiring
giving no but no. She gave me her sense of worry.
She passed
it down to me.
You inherited it.
There we go.
Word.
I was like something. So
you don't seem like a worrier.
No, that's good. That's good. Inside though, I'm worrying about something. So I'm gonna try not to do that. And
you
just
mentioned racing thoughts in the podcast.
I did before.
Is that a dilemma
right
for you?
I do. Like I do worry. So anyways, I'm gonna try to not worry as much and just kind of live for today. I did hear something once. It was like, if this isn't going to matter in a year, like, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to think of that.
Yeah, that kind of puts it in perspective. Right. So my specific one for the year is just really to like choose joy, be, grateful for different things that are happening, even something small, like last night getting to play outside with my 3-year-old in the snow. Little things that just add joy and happiness to your day, which it could be something as simple as, you know, I love stopping for coffee on the way to work, mm-hmm. like little treats for yourself, connecting with friends and so forth. So really kind of choosing joy like above like other challenging things and just kind of trying to have a more positive outlook and so forth.
Well, you know, people who have a very positive mm-hmm. attitude, mm-hmm. you know, like they go out and they see their cars completely buried in snow yesterday at 5 p.m. and they're like, oh my gosh, this looks really pretty.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
That's not what I said.
And I will say, I mean, I don't know if it's just the flip of the switch or I feel like honestly since the new year, I don't know if it's just being more mindful of this mantra, but I feel like the more you put that out there, then mm-hmm. it's like you're receiving a different energy as well. Like, I sound like a yogi or something right now. And I put my hands up.
She's like, I don't know what's good.
You're seeing me transform. But like, if you have a positive outlook and you're smiling at work and you're being just kind of a happy person at work, yes. or, you know, those types of things, I feel like then you draw those people in. People aren't coming to you to complain per se. They're coming to you because maybe they need that boost or...
Your attitude is the difference. Difference between an ordeal and an adventure.
Oh.
We're throwing out all kinds of stuff today. Huh?
See, look at that. New year, new Catherine and Beth. We are. And it's all because of our intentions and just a fresh
right,
new outlook.
Exactly.
And we're not dwelling on, we're not going to eat carbs. We're not going to eat sugar. We're not going to
I literally made no resolutions this year. Because I would always fall into that bucket of... failing.
Right. And I think if you want to focus on eating, because of course that is important. So if you see opportunities within your eating habits, I mean, we really like to encourage additive types of approaches. So again, not restricting, not cutting things out. So, you know, add, if you're eating cereal for breakfast, whatever that cereal is, maybe add fruit to it. Or, at lunchtime, maybe, you know, add more vegetables to your lunch mm-hmm. and some of those things. So not really putting out that restriction and kind of like feeling of eating poor, bad foods and that you're bad for eating bad foods, trying to be more like overall add the good things in and then those kind of like force the unhealthy foods out, honestly.
Well, that's you mentioned yoga. That's very yogic to set an intention mm-hmm. for anything.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So setting an intention for the whole year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could set an intention for each month, like mm-hmm. have a different theme each month and work on that or just, and it's not something that's like, if you don't do it one day, it's okay.
Right.
You know, it's like kind of one of those things where it's not like a resolution where like you think you blow it and then you can't ever kind of restart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should you write them down?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, if you have a journal or some type of device on your phone or
keep a message on your phone and I did find, because every year I was always going to do that whole gratitude jar where you have a jar and a little piece of paper and you like write down the things you're grateful for. Okay, I never got the jar out. I'm not cutting the paper up. Like, I'm not doing it. So if you just search like free gratitude jar or journal on your in the app store on your phone, like a million come up. And so I just type up quick little things in there that I'm grateful for. And then at the end of this year, you can go back and read through them all and just see how much you've accomplished mm-hmm. or seen like all the little things that brought you joy throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and something that may help people. And again, I'm going to talk about the podcast. On the podcast, you have your show notes and you have some of the sound advice that you
talked
about.
Yeah, it's kind of some of like the tips and tidbits from the show. And we actually did put a note in there about the gratitude apps and then mm-hmm. just how to get in touch with us. And, mm-hmm. you know,
if you need a little little guidance, because if you're not sure where to start, that's why we provided some of our own personal examples. And again, in the magazine, we do have 10 different intentions, you know, that you could probably find something that aligns with you just to at least get started. If you're kind of like, I'm always in that mindset of setting a resolution, which even when we kind of threw this out to the team, the dietitians in the field, some of them came back with, I'm going to meal plan every Sunday. And it's like, well, wait, that's not exactly that's more of like a resolution, a specific goal. So we wanted to be a little bit more creative.
It's more like vague. Yeah. It's not, there's not like a specific time frame or numbers or like anything mm-hmm. attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and motivation is less of a dilemma than if lack of motivation is less of a dilemma anyway for me. If I'm just setting an intention
mm-hmm. exactly.
to get more exercise, but all I do on Sunday is watch the NFL playoffs.
Right. It's hard not to do that this summer.
It's only one day of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but it was cold and it's nice and it was fun and there were good games.
Exactly.
And then you can be grateful for just the opportunity to be in your warm home and watching that and enjoying maybe the company of your significant other.
And that's literally the point, like to not feel bad if you don't do something.
Exactly.
I should feel grateful. I have a recliner and
that's
a remote control.
That's right. Exactly.
And one thing I just want to add too, that this kind of goes back to actually a podcast that Catherine and I are like super fans of, but they, I think it was just last year, they started suggesting like a word of the year, which I think is really fun. So it's kind of like a theme. So again, if for me, it's, well, or like an action. So for example, choose joy, or those are like, that's my like phrase of the year. Mm. So it's something to try to keep going back to, like when you feel stuck or if you just need a little help. Like some of their examples were like inspire or delegate or something like that. So if you see an opportunity again, like across the board within your life, like that could be another way to choose, like and kind of maybe like change things within your workplace
or
present.
Yes,
exactly.
Be present.
Yeah, look at the bright side. My father, 97, has a fabulous attitude.
There you go.
He's forever saying, look at the bright side. You know, and every so often you'll ask him, what's the bright side of having a flat tire off the road? And you'll think for a moment. I was like, all right, so there isn't one here.
There is. I guarantee
There is, because you have AAA and you have road service
there
and you
go.
Have all these businesses around here want to help you when you
there
have
you
a
go. It could be worse.
Your car and,
that's right.
You know, you have a dollar or two in your wallet to pay for it. So that's what you can be grateful for. So Beth Stark is here, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, and one of the co-producers of the Healthy Bites magazine, which there is a new one of those. We'll talk about that next time, coming up in about 10 minutes. And also half of this tremendous tag team on the podcast, on the Healthy Bites podcast, and Catherine Long, the other half, Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. We'll be back at 7:43. My intention is to be honest when I tell people that we're coming back. I'm going to stop telling people I'll be back at 7:40. And then I chit-chat.
Well, we kind of took you off course there. Yeah. I feel like we have a lot to say about this topic.
This is all fabulous. We'll be back.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, an expert at answering the question, are carbs the enemy?
The answer is no.
That is the title of one of the podcasts that they have. They're up to what, 8 episodes or so?
Nine
episodes. Yeah. Fabulous. So they're all fascinating. I don't cook or buy groceries, but I find all the information very helpful in the podcast. So download them at Google Play and Apple Podcasts. Catherine Long's here, Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitians. In our first segment, we talked about maybe ditching New Year's resolutions in favor of just setting some intentions. Real briefly, reiterate
right.
that.
Yeah. So New Year's resolutions tend to be just really specific. Sometimes they're just unachievable. We want to do too much in too little time, and we don't know how to fit them into our schedules that are already busy. So a lot of people end up kind of giving up before January is even over, and they kind of feel like they failed. So intentions are just kind of the opposite, like setting a positive intention. It's not like super specifically goal-oriented, like I'm going to lose 20 pounds. It's just about, you know, my mine would be being more present in the moment this year. So in our Healthy Bites magazine, we have a whole spread on intentions.
This is the brand new magazine?
Yes. Brand
new. On the stands now?
January, mm-hmm. February. It's in store. So we have 10 ideas on intentions you can set, plus...
Wow, these are good ones. Holy smokes, look at this. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you're surprised.
Invest in, this is a ton of fabulous information
right.
in one book.
Right, so like practicing gratitude. Here's a good one, digital detox. Mm-hmm. So try to spend a little less time on your phone.
Untethered, we call it around here.
Oh. Yeah.
You're allowed to have 10 minutes a day.
There
untethered.
You go. Yeah. So trying to, maybe setting an intention to embrace change. So, world is always changing, whether we're ready or not. And sometimes, we just kind of want to stick to our ways, but maybe try to embrace something new when it comes around.
How about embrace winter?
That could be one, too. Yeah. That's one. Yeah, I'm not like a super winter lover, so.
Well, I'm embracing the fact that we're past December 21st. I notice that the days are getting longer. I see those extra glimmers of sunlight, so we're moving towards spring.
Right. We got through the holidays.
Right. Yes, embrace the small things like, the beautiful snowfall we had last night and... some of those things too.
It was beautiful.
I thought it was very pretty.
Okay. All right.
I did think it was pretty, even though I don't love winter.
Sure. Well, and the beauty of Facebook is that everybody shares their snow pictures and they get you a little glimpse of
there
things.
There you go.
I walk through my yard, which is covered in snow, and I'm like grumbling. But then when I get to look on social media, everybody's like, look
that's
at my
so
yard.
That's so pretty.
It's
covered. Yeah.
So that's the setting intentions. And honestly, this Healthy Bites magazine is just stupendous. You can download your own PDF at wisemarkets.com if you want the Healthy Bites in that manner. Of course, go to the Wise Markets store. And this is a ton of free, fabulous advice.
That's right. And really good recipes.
Mm-hmm. You talk about this, and this is in the show notes for the podcast as well. So folks can get this kind of information. What else? As long as we're on the topic of the new Healthy Bites magazine, what else will we find in here?
Yeah, where to go next? One thing that we changed a little bit within which we will have in all of the magazines this year. Last year, we focused on 5-ingredient or less section. This year, we kind of felt like maybe it's more about the time invested in a recipe than the amount of ingredients. So we switched it up for this edition that will kick off the whole year, but they're 30-minute or less recipes. So they'll still have a very minimal amount of ingredients, so you're not going to be shopping for 15 ingredients and really complicated types of things to prepare. But it's a very simplistic approach to get you in the kitchen, have more meals at home. These are very, as always, vegetable focused. You've got some whole grains. So we've got a caramelized onion, mushroom, and bell pepper toast, Italian chicken sausage pasta, and open-faced Greek chicken quesadillas. So, we're always looking for new recipes, and you don't want to invest a ton of time preparing them. So these, again, are all in 30 minutes or less, and then just using very nutritious, healthful ingredients. We have speaking of winter, we have a Banish the Winter Blues article that just gives you some ideas of how to, again, embrace the season, and a really yummy orange almond hot chocolate recipe for those snowy days. So you can try that.
And I do have to put a plug in because I made this chili and it's so good. So the creamy white bean jalapeno chicken chili, and don't let the word jalapeno scare you away. It is not spicy. So it's a crock pot chili and it is just delicious. I've been eating it for the past 3 days ever since I've made it.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah,
really
speaking
good.
Of these are, I mean, this whole section here is, again, great for the NFL playoff games that you have coming up on your weekend calendar potentially. So yeah, we've got the chicken chili, a south of the border sloppy Joe's recipe, and smashed cauliflower nachos, which are the beautiful image that you see on the cover. So again, just different things to serve your family, or if you're hosting some kind of fun like football watching party, you can enjoy these types of things too. And both of the chili and the sloppy Joe's are a slow cooker recipe, so they do then make a larger batch, and they're good with leftovers too if you have any to eat in the week.
When you have seasonal produce, things that are a little bit more readily available now. Of course, oranges, I think, are around all year. Mm-hmm. The pears are there. You can buy pears now?
Well, pears are, again, kind of available year-round, but this is really their peak season. So in general, then, when something is in season, the price is slightly reduced so that you can enjoy those produce items a little bit more often. So we do have a really great pear salsa recipe that's great for kids in our Kids Bite section of the magazine. But pears are just a really great source of fiber. Most of us don't get enough fiber. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a fruit that you kind of go to, people might just do apples and bananas, for example. This is just maybe something to experiment with. So squash, oranges, and kale are seasonal produce ingredients that we're spotting the light on.
Okay. Most Googled health questions of 2019. We have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to just go through quickly some of the most Googled health questions and what are the answers. So one of the top ones is how to lower blood pressure. And that's not surprising because one in three Americans has high blood pressure. And it's really known as the silent killer. It damages your blood vessels over time and can lead to serious health problems. So some of the best things you can do to lower blood pressure is, you know, one, eat a well-balanced diet that's low in sodium. And so the American Heart Association recommends no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day, but ideally 1,500. Now, Mark, what do you think the average American, how much do they eat? How much sodium?
Oh, my gosh, thousands. And thousands
3,400 milligrams. So really, you know, almost more than double of the ideal limit. So the salty six, the top six most common foods that add sodium to our diets, breads and rolls, pizza, soups, cold cuts and cured meats, kind of fried chicken and sandwiches. So, you know, think about those items, and maybe how to reduce some of those, or, you know, make some substitutions to kind of reduce the sodium in your diet. But that's really the main way you can help to reduce your blood pressure, in addition to getting some regular physical activity, limiting alcohol, managing stress, you know, quit smoking if you smoke, those types of things. But that's really one of the most commonly Googled questions.
Hey, what is keto? I asked you that program, that question on this program a year ago.
Yeah. This won't go away. Will
no, it won't.
So yeah, we probably spoke about it about a year ago. And interestingly, we'll have to just touch on U.S. News and World Reports. Every year they put together a listing of some of their best and most science-based, effective, approachable types of diets, if you will. Keto, like last year, ranks very low on the totem
pole
there.
Like literally second to last.
You know, so really the diets that are in favor are plant-based, more like Mediterranean based, where you're eating a lot of whole grains, produce, seafood, things like that. So the keto diet approach itself is just a very low carbohydrate diet that was introduced really in the 1920s by physicians to help manage epilepsy. So it does have therapeutic properties, I will say that. So it might be warranted in some conditions, that, again, under medical care and treatment. But so really, folks follow it now, though, as a way to lose weight rapidly and kind of put themselves in this keto state. Which can cause weight loss. But so what actually happens is our bodies really thrive on carbohydrates as a source of energy. So when you eliminate that, the source of energy then converts from glucose to fat.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just like changes the whole like chemistry and function of your body. So there's some side effects that would go along with that, just in terms of you might have weight loss, of course, but you might also then have some really funky breath. You might have like a fog brain. You might not be able to like think clearly. And so really what happens is you're eating such high fat food. So it's more meats. It's just no bread. You're not really eating any
no
fruits,
carbs,
like,
yeah,
you know, very few vegetables, no whole grains and things like that. So it's similar to the Atkins diet, which
it's
you're probably a little more familiar with.
Of everything you've ever talked about.
Agreed.
It is.
So, yes,
it is.
That's really a good way to just like know that. Like,
yeah,
we're really not
advocating
for this.
And there's really no long-term science behind it. And then when they looked at it for weight loss, so they looked at keto after 1 year, other diets after 1 year, there was really no difference. So what I say, enjoy your carbs. You don't really have to go that restrictive in order to lose some weight.
Yeah, and listen to that podcast episode. I don't remember what episode number it was, but our carbs the enemy there, we really kind of dive into like kind of dispelling some of this diet myth, and then also the way
number
to like eat carbohydrates in a very healthful way. So
exactly.
We certainly would not recommend like avoiding those altogether. But this time of year, you know, if you're Googling that, I mean, there's a ton of different stuff that comes up because, again, it's New Year's resolutions. People are trying to adapt and make different lifestyle changes and so forth.
All right. How can I get more information on all of this?
Yeah, so the magazine is at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. You can email us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. And like you said, you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Fabulous. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth Stark and Catherine Long, podcast stars. And I'll tell you what, ton of helpful information. And get this Healthy Bites. If you only get one Healthy Bite issue a year, get this one. Those intentions. The intentions, the
right,
list
yeah,
of intentions is just fabulous. And the way that you can actually do some of the things is very, very sound advice, I think. Thank you both so much for
coming.
Thank
you.